With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Amalek and the Geek. Well, Albert is a very techie 17-year-old geek who makes fun of his mother. Mom, I can't believe you're having trouble saving contacts in your new phone. Kindergartners know how to do that. Well, his mother gets more than upset by her son's smug attitude and answers. She says, hey, know-it-all, I taught you how to say please and thank you, and I taught you how to eat with a fork. You see, Albert thinks that his mother's primitive. She's not so adept with the latest devices, and it's not her fault. By the time she learns a device, it becomes obsolete and something new replaces it. Even though he's a nerd, Albert is one of the most sought-after kids in high school because he's the super geek go-to guy for anyone who has a problem with an iPhone, an iPad, or a tablet. Anyone with a question about the latest programs or about navigating the cybersphere turns to Albert. Well, if mom is old-fashioned, dad's even worse. He works all day long managing a warehouse, then he goes to lessons every night to learn a book that some man put together 1,700 years ago about what happens if a cow falls into a pit. Well, mom and dad are tolerable, somehow. Albert, of course, takes his bedroom, his clothes, and mom's wonderful meals for granted. He has no patience at all for grandma and grandpa either. They're always telling these boring stories about their parents who came to America escaping the Holocaust. He hates to leave his beloved 42-inch plasma screen, even for a half hour, when mom and dad force him to come to the dinner table when grandma and grandpa's weekly visit. Well, Albert couldn't care less that his great-great-grandfather was a descendant of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and his great-great-grandmother was a granddaughter of Chassam Sofer. Well, mom, she's not techie. She's not cool. She's only about eating with a fork and acting like a human being and not being an animal. And mom's always saying please and thank you. And she's about basic gratitude and being a human being. And she says that you're not supposed to speak bad about anybody and no Lashon Hara. When dad, he lacks savvy too. He's not techie at all. When he's not working in his warehouse, he's either in shul or reading these old books or walking with mom. In short, mom and dad, they're old fashioned. They're just about being human and acting human. All that stuff doesn't interest Albert in the least. Yeah, Albert's Jewish, but he wants a divorce from Torah and tradition and Shabbos and Kashrus. He doesn't understand why mom and dad are so out of it and all this outdated stuff. Because Albert loves screens. He's got screens of all size. A scroll to him is not an ancient book, but a trip up and down the screen. No book ever defeated a screen in Albert's life. Books are old and obsolete. The fact is that his new tablet with its full-color screen, multimedia functionality, and its Android-based operating system can store 6,000 e-books easily. It's a portable public library. Who needs to carry a book? Carrying books around is primitive. What Albert doesn't understand is that although his tablet can store all those books, his great-great-grandfather's Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Chassam Sofer had brains that could store all those books, and holy books at that. They dedicated their lives to those holy books. What's behind the glitter of the LCD and the 42-inch plasma screen that makes you feel that you're right there on the playing field? And why has no Gemara or holy book ever defeated a screen? Well, the answer is simple. The screen is today's Amalek, far more subtle, powerful, and lethal than the ancient Amalek. Albert, as well as other children and adults like him, are powerless against the innocent-looking Amalek. But whereas tradition connects us in an unbreakable generation-to-generation chain back to Moses and Mount Sinai, Amalek and his screen surgically sever geeks from their tradition. Both tradition and Amalek have books. The difference is that Amalek's software manuals become obsolete in a few short months. Tradition's Torah never goes out of style. It keeps us, the Jewish people, alive. There's only one way to fight Amalek and his screens. Mom and Dad, even though they're really nice people that set aside time for Torah learning and they eat kosher and they belong to a shul and they observe the Shabbat, they never gave Albert the weapon he needed to protect himself against the Amalek. That weapon is Emunah. Without it, a person doesn't understand why he or she needs Torah or mitzvot in the 21st century. With Emunah, we not only protect our children and ourselves, but we also wipe out the memory of Amalek. Although a Gemara can't defeat a screen, Emunah can. Emunah is what enables a man to pick up a Gemara and a young woman to dress modestly. Emunah is the end of Amalek and the only hope for a geek. So if you teach your child Emunah, you'll be giving him more than just a screen. you'll be giving him a neshama, a vibrant soul that seeks to get close to Hashem and brings joy to parents and to the whole world. Don't ever forget that we can't give our children anything that we ourselves don't have. So the best way to teach Emunah is to first strengthen our own Emunah. God bless and much joy from your children. And if you don't yet have children, may you be blessed to become a parent very soon. Amen.